Well, hey there. Welcome back to Pinterest for Equestrians. My name is Lindsay Rains, and I'm the owner and founder of Hoofprint Marketing, Pinterest and content marketing for equine businesses. And I'm coming at you today to give you another insight into how Pinterest can totally change your life and make it better for you as an equestrian. So if you've listened to the previous episodes, you not only know that Pinterest is an amazing platform for equestrians worldwide, but it's also a great way to learn, shop, and be inspired. So since you can go to Pinterest to learn, to shop, and be inspired, we're going to focus on shopping today. So in the last episode, if you didn't catch it, we talk about how you can learn and find what you're looking for on Pinterest and any kind of search related to horses. And today we're going to talk about things that you can shop for on Pinterest as an equestrian. So let's dive in. So if you're on your Pinterest app, go ahead and open it up. And if you haven't done it before, at the very bottom, next to the Pinterest icon, you're going to see a magnifying glass. That magnifying glass is your search bar, and you can go ahead and type in something you're looking for. Now, you can be as general as boots, like English riding boots, or you can be as specific as picking a brand. Maybe you're trying to find something specific, or maybe you want to pick a retailer like Dover Saddlery. You can really be as broad or as specific as you'd like, and Pinterest will populate with the best results possible. So like I said in previous episodes, Pinterest is all about creating a unique, tailored experience for you. So what that means is it's not only that it's going to try to learn about who you are as a user, but also what you like, what you're drawn to, and it's going to continue to suggest content to you based on what you've searched for and what has drawn you in. So diving a little deeper, when it comes to shopping, Pinterest actually goes the extra mile in making shopping a seamless experience. Now, no one wants to go onto a platform and click a million times to get to the website that sells the product and then take it a step further and then have to go through their whole process of purchasing the product and all of that. So what Pinterest does is it has all kinds of information ready for you. And so the better the retailer, the more information you're going to have on the product. So I'm just going to Pinterest looking for Piper breeches. You know, maybe I'm in the market for some brand new breeches and I just want to see what kind of Piper breeches are out there. And instead of like going to the website and finding the breech section, you know, on SmartPak and then scrolling through, I just kind of want to see like a bunch of pictures. And the beautiful thing on Pinterest is that you're not only going to see just straight product photography, but you're also going to see some awesome lifestyle photography all lined up one next to another. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I go onto retail websites, it's hard to judge, you know, what I might want over another item, because sometimes you have to keep clicking through to get a closer up image, and then you have to go back to look at the image of the other item, and then you can't really compare different brands next to each other. So if you want to compare brands next to each other, you can totally just make the search general. You don't have to specify by brand, but as you know, with SmartPak Piper breeches, there's actually a lot of different variations, and I can just go ahead and pop that into search and just kind of see what grabs my attention. Now, Pinterest has this beautiful background, this beautiful white background, and just a bunch of image tiles of different forms of Piper breeches. And, you know, there I see product photography, I see some lifestyle photography from SmartPak where I can buy the Piper breeches, and then I also see blog reviews, which is awesome because now am I not only seeing the actual product that I was searching for, but maybe I can get an honest opinion on how they actually fit and how they wear and how satisfied someone is with using them. So that's what I love too, because you would never find that outside of Pinterest and next to a product on someone's website. So I'm going to go ahead and just click on these super cute pipers that are kind of a charcoal color with some turquoise. And that's one of my favorite combinations if you've not been to my website. I love turquoise. I love charcoal. I love red. So this has two of those colors right together. So if I click on it, Because SmartPak has rich pins set up, I can see that currently they're $79.95 and that they're in stock. So if a retailer has rich pins set up, then it will automatically keep all of the data updated on anything that you might be shopping for. So it'll say it right below the description. It'll say the price and whether it's in stock or not, which is awesome because then if I see that it's out of stock, I can move on. Now, say these breeches aren't exactly what I'm looking for now that I look closer, or say they are out of stock. I can use this amazing tool to find something very similar if I'm looking for a certain style. So if you look at the image on the pin after you've clicked on it to look closer, there's this little magnifying glass inside a little, almost like a box. It's like a box, but only corners. And that is called the visual search tool. So the visual search tool is a way to even narrow down further what you might be looking for. So if I click on the visual search tool, then what it's going to do is give me a little cropping window to kind of say, this is what I'm looking for. So I can make it bigger or smaller, and then Pinterest will update its search results to show me very, very similar products. So I have all of these amazing breeches that look similar to these Piper charcoal ones, but are slightly differentiated. Either maybe they're a different Piper or they're a similar looking breech from a different company. So I can look through and see, oh, you know, maybe I'd like these better. Maybe I'd like this cut better or the slightly different color. Or maybe I actually like this brand because they use, you know, a honeycomb grip or something like that. So that's what's awesome about Pinterest is that maybe I'm not sure about these Pipers. I can save it to my breeches board or my riding outfits board, and then I can use a visual search tool and see if there might be something better out there. So really awesome, really tailored. And then like I said, you can do this for anything. So if you're looking for something for your horse, then you can search for it on Pinterest and see who's selling it. And if different retailers have rich pins set up, then maybe you can compare prices with just a couple clicks of your thumbs on your phone app. Not while you're at work. Wink, wink. We all know that you're on Pinterest at work. I know I am sometimes. So anyhow, I hope this was helpful. I hope this has sparked a little interest in going and looking for different things on Pinterest that you could buy. And like I said, it's something you can kind of do in your spare time without whipping out your computer. You can just do it on your phone. And then who knows, you might find something you didn't know you were even looking for. And like I said before, if you find things that you like, you can save it to a board that you've created, or if you want to create a whole brand new inspiration board just for this specific search, you can totally do that too. So anyhow, I look forward to catching you next time. We are going to talk about our last thing that we can do on Pinterest, which, you know, as we can learn, shop, and be inspired on Pinterest. And we've talked about learning, we've talked about shopping. So in our next segment, we're going to talk about being inspired on Pinterest. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye now.